Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wishing You Well podcast. I am your host, Maria Patrick of Qigong with Maria. You can find me on YouTube, and I teach daily weekday classes on Zoom, which you can access via my website, qigongwithmaria.com. I am also a certified health coach, in addition to being a certified Qigong instructor, and I specialize in nutritional counseling and helping people to live a balanced and healthy life. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is a great way, in my opinion, for us to stay connected and discuss health, wellness, lifestyle inspiration, and to keep the conversation going. Today, we're going to talk about something that was, for me, one of the most terrifying and anxiety-producing events in my entire life, throwing out the first pitch. I had the opportunity to do so at a professional baseball game for a team in the Frontier League about 10 years ago. It was for a charity event that I had organized and was hosting at that ballpark. And as I said, I don't know when I have ever been more nervous in my entire life to do something in public. But we are absolutely not going to talk about my experience today. Believe me, my first pitch was not very noteworthy. I want to tell you about someone who recently got the honor to throw out the first pitch at an MLB game, Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt. If you already know about Sister Jean, you're definitely going to want to stay tuned. If you don't know about Sister Jean, wait until you hear all about this incredibly amazing and inspiring woman. When someone famous has the opportunity to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game, as you know, it gets a lot of media attention, for better or for worse. Right now, some celebrities are probably coming to your mind, maybe for throwing out the greatest first pitches of all time, like gymnast Simone Biles, Bill Murray, the actor, boxer Mike Tyson, country singer Tim McGraw, Jamie Foxx, Bill Nye the Science Guy, and President George W. Bush. They are all remembered for their perfect pitches right into the strike zone. Then there are the pitches that the celebrity would rather we not remember, like Dr. Anthony Fauci's, or Mariah Carey, 50 Cent, and believe it or not, Michael Jordan. As pitches go, these were epic fails, and unfortunately, they will live on forever on YouTube. In my humble opinion, the best first pitch of all time has to be the one that just happened a few weeks ago at the Cubs game. Sister Jean, who is a 104-year-old nun and the chaplain of the Loyola University of Chicago men's basketball team, made headlines once again as she threw the ceremonial first pitch before a Chicago Cubs game. Sister Jean got a standing ovation from the crowd at Wrigley Field when she threw out that first pitch. She even had a fantastic windup, and she threw that ball. She did throw it underhanded. She threw it right over home plate to the Cubs mascot. The crowd cheered. Sister Jean was wearing a Cubs jersey over her traditional burgundy and gold Loyola clothing, and she threw that ball from her wheelchair. Sister Jean is beloved. She became a national treasure when she was enthusiastically cheering during the Loyola basketball team's run to the Final Four tournament during March Madness back in 2018. She is known for regularly sitting courtside at every home game. She's dressed head to toe in Loyola gear. She prays with the team before each game. She shouts calls that everyone can hear from the sidelines. She's known for giving the players pep talks during halftime. She is there to give every player a high five or a hug at the end of each game. And she even helps them during her office hours at Loyola to keep their grades up. The players and coaches have all attributed their team's success in part to Sister Jean. She apparently even asks God in her pregame prayers for good officiating. Her impact on the basketball team is so great that she was even inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame, and there's a bobblehead of her out there. She is the author of a fabulous book, which I read earlier this year. It's called Wake Up with Purpose, What I've Learned in My First 100 Years. The book encourages anyone who reads it to find meaning and purpose in their life, just as she has. Sister Jean, in my opinion, is living proof that age is just a number. and that it's never too late to pursue your passions and make a difference in the world. For myself, I didn't become a health coach and a Qigong instructor until I turned 50. Her book, getting back to that, is a roadmap for how to live a long and fulfilling life. She definitely subscribes to the belief that people should refire instead of retire. She writes in her book all about going to her office every day at Loyola University, the regular office hours she keeps so she can be accessible to not only the students, but also the faculty and the staff. She apparently writes regular scouting reports for the basketball team. And she has a tough love approach that she uses with others as well as with herself. Apparently, the motto that Sister Jean uses with the team is one that we could each apply in our own lives. It's one game at a time for us. I love the life lessons on longevity that she described in her book. They are basically her secrets to living a long life, well lived. And here they are in my summary. Number one, life is too short to be stressed. This is coming from someone who was a teacher and a principal during World War II. Each and every time she was reassigned to another school that needed her, which every time involved her moving away from her family, her friends, her fellow sister nuns, she took it in stride because she chose to see each change as an opportunity. She writes about the fact that each time she trusted that God had a plan for her. Number two, she believes in the importance of making everything fun, which makes me wish she had been one of my teachers because she taught math, which was most definitely never my thing. She created competitive and fun math games for her students, and her goal was to help them to enjoy school as they were excelling in the subject of math. She says that she always chooses to use humor and fun and games and compassion in any situation. Number three, her longtime reputation is for being a Johnny on the spot, or as she calls herself, Jean on the spot, because she is ready and willing to pitch in anytime someone or something needs fixing. She's apparently quite handy. She continually makes herself an asset and an invaluable resource in every aspect of her life. Number four, Sister Jean says that her superpower is her adaptability. She was appointed as a dorm director at the age of 53, which means at a time when most people are considering retirement and actually counting down the days until they can do so, her work days became even longer than they already were because she was serving as assistant dean at Loyola at the time. She would get home at 7 p.m. after working all day, and she put in several more hours every night because she knocked on the dormitory door of each and every resident that she was responsible for, checking on them. She was as committed to this job that she was even personally taking care of each and every student when they got sick. She would bring them orange juice and food right to their dorm. She prides herself on being the ultimate team player. And when you read the book or hear about her life, you realize that she has proved that many times over throughout the years. Number five, Sister says, if you keep moving, you will eventually find your balance. As I said earlier, she doesn't believe in retirement. And shortly after her official retirement age, at the age of 75, Loyola offered her apparently a very generous retirement package. She decided, and these are her words, to re-enlist, and she has continued working at Loyola for what is now nearly 30 more years. Remember, she's 104 years old. Life lesson number six. She says that most of us are afraid to say three words, I don't know. Words which have served her very well in her long life. Whenever she didn't know something, she would just ask and get the answers. Number seven, and perhaps the best lesson of all, life is a team sport. This is a belief that she truly honed when she became the Loyola basketball team's chaplain in 1994. She talks so fondly in every interview, in her book, of her relationships with the players and how that has meant so much more to her over the years than whether the team won or lost. I said earlier that Sister Jean is known for praying with the players before each game. Well, in her second decade as team chaplain, the fans asked if she would lead them in prayer before each game, and she still does that to this day. Last week, I listened to an interview with Dr. Howard Tucker, who is a 101-year-old practicing neurologist. The Guinness Book of World Records says he is the world's oldest practicing doctor. His lessons for longevity are similar to Sister Jean's, which makes me think that these centurions not only know what's in the secret sauce, they are taking a heaping dose of it on the daily. Dr. Tucker, much like Sister Jean, said that he gets up and goes to work every day. He feels that retirement is the enemy of longevity. He apparently eats berries every morning. That's his breakfast. He skips lunch because he says that it will tire you out. And he eats fish and vegetables for dinner nearly every night. He says that he relaxes in the evenings by reading books, spending time with his wife. And he spends his mornings, after completing 5 a.m. rounds at the hospital, doing medical writing. He happens to also be an attorney, so he does a lot of medical legal analysis and writing. He has fruit for dessert. He enjoys an occasional bowl of ice cream, which he said is not bad if you only have it occasionally. And apparently he looks forward to having a martini with his wife of 66 years every Friday night. I loved reading Sister Jean's book and hearing all about Dr. Tucker's life experiences. And I've enjoyed the process of extracting life lessons from their stories to share with you today. What's the takeaway? I think it's that we should get up and work at something that means something to us every day. To make everything that we do fun. To keep moving. To keep breathing. To be adaptable to the changes that come our way. To eat those berries, to have a little ice cream every once in a while, to get out the martini glasses, to read for entertainment, to stimulate your brain with knowledge and social interactions, and I guess it wouldn't hurt to pray with anyone and everyone who wants to join you in doing so. My hope is that each and every one of you will find something that you are passionate about, as passionate as Sister Jean and Dr. Tucker, so that you can get up and do every day what they do, live a full and meaningful and long life. I will be cheering you along the entire way. Thank you for tuning in today. Please subscribe so you will receive future episodes of my podcast. I am grateful for your time, and as always, I am wishing you well.